www.ssservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318.
Get your ride in shape with sale prices on Napa steering and suspension parts at Ubley Motor Service. Get a $75 prepaid Visa card rebate when you install $250 or more of qualifying Napa steering and suspension parts now through October 31st. Ubley Motor Service also has special pricing on Cooper, BF Goodrich, and Goodyear tires, and they have a tire changing machine that can accommodate up to 24-inch rims and run flat tires. The professionals at Ubley Motor Service will also check your shocks, brakes, tires, belts, hoses, and wiper blades. Receive a $75 rebate when you install Napa steering and suspension parts at Ubley Motor Service. Good luck, Ubley Bearcats, from the pit crew at Ubley Motor Service.
You're listening to WLW Sports Network. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hanson, Doug Cole, Rochelle Johnson, and Dwight Gasher on your call tonight. We apologize, we're on our backup systems here, but we're trying to get any sort of signal that we possibly can back to the studio. And now, Dave Hanson, it's a one-point ball game at halftime. Tell us how we got here.
There's only one score in the first quarter. The road team, Harvey Spire, score first on a one-yard Devin Huff touchdown run. And the extra point by Luke Wiske was good. And in the second quarter, one score back. That would be the Bearcats. The Carson Haweski three-yard touchdown run. And that was followed up by an ever-important two-point conversion run by Casey Sweeney and gives the Bearcats the 8-7 first-half lead.
Altogether, between the two squads, there are 6-3 and outs in this ballgame, including one turnover on downs and one resulting in the end of the club and the end of the half. Just five punts, but then one fumble, which set up the Ubley touchdown drive down the field. Hubbard had stopped Ubley at the 45-yard line in the Hubbard territory when that first snap hits the face mask of the quarterback, and Ubley recovers and marches down the field, and that seems to be the difference maker right now. That one-point ball game for the Ubley Bearcats through 24 minutes of play, back and forth. It seems like Ubley, though, has made the adjustments as this game went on, and they're able to get, instead of being stopped at the goal line, stopped at the line of scrimmage, now they're going to be 6, 8, 12 yards per play.
It feels very much like a Big Ten basketball game. It's a significant game of runs, low-scoring defense first, and who can stop the other one's small momentum quicker. Hunter Beach completely come out and smothered the Bearcats early. Took a score, stopped them, scored, stopped them, had a chance to really blow this game open. But give it right back, and met by the guy that I was not expecting to. I don't expect Casey Sweeney to turn it over. I don't expect Michael Anderson to turn it over. And a simple doing too much, lack of concentration type thing where he's scanning the defense, and that ball comes, and he just takes his eye off it. Gets him in the face mask, and the Bearcat defense, they don't let that stuff go. They get in there and hop on it, and it don't take long, and this game has completely changed. It has been all Bearcats ever since. I mean, it's Harbor Beach scrambling to try to find some momentum, which probably leads to me, like Coach Shelkey did not call timeout and was just trying to get the heck off the field after that first half. And 8-7 is still anybody's ball game. Nobody really outdid the other, but a turnover, a costly one, gave momentum back to the Bearcats, and they took full advantage.
When you take a look at time possession, Ubley with 15 minutes, 24 seconds versus Pebble Beach with about 8 minutes and 36 seconds on the night. So really, probably with double the amount of time possession as well as offensive production. Hubble Beach with 39 total yards, Ubley with 79 yards. So it's a defensive juggernaut here so far. Just one score per team. The two-point conversion is a difference maker right now, giving Ubley that one-point lead. Leading the way for the Ubley Bearcats, that'd be Shane Asadowski. 8 carries, 34 yards. Kyle Nabrowski has 5 carries for 20 yards. Casey Sweeney, 6 carries for 14 yards. And Preston Oleski, 5 carries, 11 yards in the lone touchdown. Casey Sweeney, 0-for-1 in the passing game for Harbor Beach. Led by Michael Anderson, 6 carries for 36 yards. And Devin Puff, 7 carries, 14 yards in one score, but also one fumble. And then Dylan Kadar, well, Anderson technically has that fumble. Dylan Kadar, 3 carries, negative 5 yards, and one including a 10-yard sack. 3 air Kadar, just 1-for-4 for 4 yards, and that was into the hands of Devin Croft before the half concluded there. Not much going on for either offense. Ubley, though, has found the difference. We find those chunk plays as the half went on, looking into the defensive side of things on both sides of the ball. Hovabeach with 23 tackles, Hubley with 12 tackles for a loss, Hovabeach 3, Hubley 2, 1 sack for the Hubley Bearcats, and for Hovabeach Pirates, no sacks. One fumble recovery, that is the difference maker for the Hovabeach Bearcat defense, which set up that offense, that touchdown drive for them. Dave Hanson, what do you expect to see in the next 24 minutes of play?
I see more of the same. I mean, I do think both of these offenses are going to try to make some adjustments, but it's hard to be upset with either defense. Each team put together one quality drive that got them into the end zone. But if you're Hovabeach, no worries. A bad turnover kind of cost you that first half. You got to clean that up and be aware of it, but they played a pretty good half. For Hovabeach, though, it's the big negative plays that cost them. Kadar sacked a couple times, big losses in the backfield, losses of 10 at a time. Those cannot happen. And if you're the Hovabeach Bearcats, I still think it's back to square one. We got the lead. Now let's utilize that Army-like offense that you'll see on Saturdays. Let's control the clock. Let's water down that play clock, 30 some seconds for play. Let's have those 7-8 minute drives and not allow Hovabeach to get a chance to get back on the field. And that started what they started doing in that second quarter. I think more of the same for the other Bearcats. They played a near perfect first half other than that first series. They really played very well. And if this is a low scoring affair like it is, it favors the home team and this large homecoming crowd.
Take a look here. I'm trying to confirm this right now as well, Dave. We've not had a single third down conversion on the night between both teams.
Well, and that causes both teams to punt many times, and we did see a fourth down conversion, though. I know Casey Sweeney's got one, so going to have to be creative on offense. But for Hovabeach, you can't take those 10-yard, 5-yard sacks and those big loss plays. And if you're the Bearcats, first down is the all-important one. If they can get three to 5 yards on first down, this offense becomes very difficult to stop.
So we got 2 minutes to hold the second half, 6 days off. More than likely 5 minutes as the halftime is just concluded here for the MS State Tours and other stores.
Before I do that, we should probably congratulate Sierra Walker.
Yes.
She would be the Hovabeach Bearcat homecoming queen. So congratulations to her.
Congratulations to Sierra Walker, the homecoming queen for the Hovabeach Bearcats here tonight on homecoming night, an absolutely packed stadium here from Hovabeach. All the fans on one side here, we apologize. We're on our backup systems here. It was always difficult to get a signal out of this stadium. Unfortunately, our next plan did not quite pan out as we expected it to. Regardless, we're on to the third quarter.
You're being modest. I think we're on our third backup plan. Anyways, around here, I got a couple scores for you, Clark. At halftime, Mike Gallagher reports that Carsonville per Sanilac is being 0-8, 14-12 at halftime. That's all I have for you in 8-player football. 11-player football, Lakers leads Carroll at the half, 12-7. Mind you, Lakers on third-string quarterback tonight, so that's a nice lead for them. USA, deep into the second quarter, leads Reese 26-8. Those USA Patriots are rolling. In the Greater Thumb East, Sandusky leads Marlette 14-0 at the end of the first quarter, last we heard. And your game right in front of us, the home Hovabeach Bearcats lead the visiting Hovabeach Pirates 8-7.
Hovabeach won the toss to start this game, so they will elect it to defer. So they will be receiving the kick to start this third quarter as we have 30 seconds left before the second half kicks things off. A good game back and forth, regardless of how you feel about either side of the ball. I mean, it's been a great game for the fans, back and forth. A lot of fourth down conversions needed to move the ball at all. A lot of three and out, strong defense between the two teams. Realistically, 128 yards. That's it between the two squads. So not much offense because of strong defenses, as we kind of expected coming into this ball game.
Very little difference between the offensive yardage, very little defense in the score. Both defenses playing better than both offenses. It reminds you of a classic old-fashioned Big Ten game where the running game, first downs, getting 3 yards is a huge play in this game, and a turnover is a difference maker. Right now, the Bearcats have recovered the only turnover, and that kind of brought them back into this game and has allowed them to take the lead 8-7 with an all-important two-point conversion. So taking advantage of your opportunities is what good teams do, and that's what a good team, as the other Bearcats are, does. And Casey Sweeney setting it up on a tee on his own 40-yard line as they break the huddle.